defense couldn't have done any more today than it did, could it?
Get turnovers. Okay. I mean, but that's, you know, in every other category, we're killing. I think, what were they, 1-for-13 on third down or something like that? But we just got to do more, you know, and I don't know what that is, but we're going to watch the film. I'm sure there's some plays that we can fix and get better at, and just got to get better. I don't know.
How was it for you against your former team?
It was definitely an emotional first coming out, you know, seeing them and realizing that the situation or, you know, the game was here, and emotional first few minutes, but you know, sorry about that. We'll wait for him to get his phone back.
There's a turnover.
Sorry about that.
You created a turnover.
Yeah, I created a turnover. Yeah, but it was tough, you know, just to see those guys. And, you know, you're so close to all those guys, been there for 4 years. But, you know, I said when the game started, I wanted to go out there and get that W, and we just fell a little short today.
Whose jersey did you settle on?
I got Brandon Marshall. This is my guy. You know, to stay in contact with him. If I had 60 jerseys, I would have switched to 60 guys. But, you know, it is what it is.
Third down, you guys were very efficient.
Yeah.
Anything that stood out as far as just being able to get them off the field at all?
Just guys were doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, coach called the play, and we were just doing what we're supposed to do. And I think that's what we're learning, we're becoming, the defense stats. What we're supposed to be playing and play out. And, you know, when we do things right, how we practice on the field on practice, and it goes like that. So we just rolled out today on defense, and we just didn't get enough done today.
Did you get a look at Dante's hit?
Yeah, he saved me on one of them. Pretty much I got slipped out. Got a tackle, got me out of there, and Dante zoomed right past me and hit him pretty hard. So I was pretty happy about that, because that would have been on me if they gashed us. So.
How's he coming along in the run game?
Well, he's killing in the run game. You know, he's definitely in the pass game. It's just hard, you know what I'm saying, with this team. We're playing from behind, you know, it's a little hard. You don't get the pass what you want, but Dante's doing a great job of playing a run and being stout and, you know, not backing down from anybody. So that's what we like in young guys, and that's what we're making here. And he's doing well.
Malik, how do you keep the locker room from separating at this point?
Huh?
How do you keep the locker room from separating between offensive
and defensive? I mean, nobody. I don't even think we're on that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's. I wouldn't know, because I don't think we're even there. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody understands that we have a job to do. Defense understands we let them score 10 points. If we let them score 10 points, we would have won. So it is what it is. You know, I think we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be judgmental. And we can't look at anybody else, because, you know, we don't know what they go through or what they've been through or how they're playing. So I think we'll let offense deal with offense, defense deal with defense, special teams deal with special teams, and we'll come together.
You've seen teams that happened to teams in the past.
Yeah.
But you don't think you guys are close to them?
No, I've never seen it on team that happened with me, and I doubt it's going to happen here. We're a close-knit group, and I know I won't let that happen. None of these other leaders on this team won't let that happen. We go out here, we play together, we bleed together, and we work together. And, you know, we're not going to start pointing fingers at each other, because it's all we got.